know how to bless his name in here? Anybody know how to lift him up in this house today? He said that if we would just praise the Lord for his goodness, and we got to learn how to praise him just because he's good, not because he's done something this morning, but because he's good. He's been good over the years. He's been good over my lifetime. He was good before I got here. Preach. Oh yeah, God is good. He said, and for the wonderful works of the children of men. I don't know about you, but when I think about what God is doing in this earth, it's wondrous. I ain't got time to complain about Trump. I ain't got time to complain about the Senate, because I know that God is still in control. I don't have time to look at all the mess that I see on CNN and Fox News, whichever one you choose to watch. But you know what? I gotta look at what God is doing. That it's been this bad before in the world. Yes, it's been evil before in the world, but God found a way to preserve his people. He found a way in the Babylonian captivity to make sure Daniel became the second in charge. He found a way in Egyptian captivity to make sure that Joseph was the second man in charge. I wish I had somebody in the house. So while we're worrying about Trump and while we're worried about the Senate, we need to call for Mordecai. We need to call for Nehemiah. We need to pray God will send us somebody that's like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We need to pray that God will send somebody who's like King Darius or Cyrus. I wish I had somebody in the house that said, I'm going to start praying instead of complaining, because I know the Lord can make a way for us through this. Somebody shout hallelujah. But then he tells us this. He said we need to offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. But when I looked at that, I said, they're already praising him. But God said, I want a specific praise. I want you to tell me thank you. My mama always told me, if somebody do something for you that they ain't have to do, the least you can do is say. And so you need to learn how to give God thanksgiving. The Bible tells us with a sacrifice of thanksgiving. You see, you got to understand something. Thanksgiving ain't always easy, because you got to thank him sometimes when things ain't going your way. Thanksgiving is not easy, because they can lie on you. But can you tell the Lord thank you? I wish I had some people in the house. They can talk about you, but can you still say thank you? You can be sick in your body, but can you wave your hand and say, Lord, I want to thank you. Somebody shout glory in the house. Shout hallelujah. Anybody want to thank the Lord? Well, you got a lot to thank him for. Why am I thanking him? Because in my distress, I called on the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Do I have anybody that say, I thank the Lord, because the Lord is my light and my salvation? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? I thank the Lord, because when my enemies...
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
All right, Acts chapter 26, verse 2. I want us to begin reading now. Stop. You may be seated. I think myself happy. Let me just explain quite quickly the fact that Paul is dealing with the Jews who have accused him of so many various things, including coming against the king and the emperor. And he made a formal request to see the emperor to right his wrongs in the accusation of his accusers. And Paul has been given the opportunity to speak his own mind, to speak the truth that he knows that they are not telling. And the opportunity that he's been given is one that he rejoices and relishes, because nobody can tell your story like you. Paul is in the presence of King Agrippa. Now, according to the text, if we would read on and the context of it, Agrippa would have let Paul go right then. But to understand how the law worked, if a prisoner, a person, made a request to the emperor, then they had to give that audience to them in a formal request, which meant that the king, no matter what his ruling would have been, the emperor represented the higher court, the Supreme Court, and his ruling would have overruled the king's. So Paul tells the story to King Agrippa in short form. King Agrippa gets so happy that he says, "Thou almost persuaded me to become a Christian." After he got through hearing Paul defend his own character and Christianity against his own accusers and the Jewish people of whom he also had part of. And when Agrippa heard the story, it was so moving and it was so touching that he almost not only ruled in Paul's favor, but almost decided to go on and be a Christian. Somebody said if he had been a natural and native black preacher and would have been able to honk it off one or two times, he could have converted King Agrippa. But nonetheless, his testimony was powerful and moving, and he had to move forward with the procedure of going to the emperor. But let me stop here and just deal with these first words. I think myself happy. Powerful and profound at the same time. Because one of the things that you're going to discover is that Paul, first of all, takes responsibility for his own thoughts. Not only his own actions, but his own thoughts. How many times do we not take responsibility for the thoughts that we think. How many times do we not process the thoughts according to the word of God, the will of God, Amen. The way of God? How different would our thoughts be if they were holy thoughts, righteous thoughts, good thoughts? But so many times our thoughts condemn others as well as ourselves because we do not think the way God would have the people of God to think. Amen. This is important because, again, I tell you, Paul takes responsibility for his own thoughts. One, it's personal. Notice I, myself. Paul is making clear that he's not, and I want you to hear me, young people, and I want the church to hear me. You need to be careful not to let other folk control your thoughts. No matter what you hear, no matter what you see, no matter what you experience, do not let others control your thoughts. Here's what you need to know. You are responsible for your own thoughts. Your thoughts represents the foreground of your actions. If you don't have good thoughts, you won't have good actions. If you don't have godly thoughts, you won't have godly outcomes. How my heart hurts for so many Christian people. I see, I hear, I read on Facebook, I hear and see the thoughts that they write down. And I'm like, do they not know that they're supposed to be Christians? Do they not know that not only other Christians see this, but the world sees this, but more than that, God sees this? And yet they call themselves Christians. They're judgmental. They're hateful. They speak with the kind of arrogance and ignorance of the fact that they're going to have to answer for everything that they are saying. And my brothers and sisters, it stems from their thoughts. We're so influenced by other folk thoughts. We're influenced by other people's actions. We're influenced by what other people have. We're influenced by what other people do. We're influenced by crowds that have no Christ. We're influenced by people who think that they've got it going on, but they're going to have to answer and stand judgment before God. But they don't think about that. They just want friends to like them. I got news for you. You will have a whole lot of friends liking you and a God who dislikes you because of the way that you are acting out your thoughts. He took responsibility for his own thoughts. I think myself happy. Now, though this phrase, I think myself happy, is literally a way of saying, King, thank you so much. I'm happy I got a chance to speak for myself, is really what it's saying. There is still yet so much profundity in these words. Because one of the things, again, Paul makes it clear is it's personal. His thoughts are personal. But secondly, one of the things we get out of this word is the fact that the content of Paul's thoughts represent his own character. Think, think, think. This is the same Paul who wrote in Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. The six aforementioned things that Paul speaks of covers a plethora of life situations and concerns that the believer face every day. Think. The late great Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, says, I ain't getting many amens from the Bible. Let me take you where you live. Wrote a song that said, sister got me right here. You better think what you're trying to do to me. Oh! Think. Let your mind go and be free. Then she said, let's go way on back when. And she tells me that you were nothing more than, because I didn't even really know who you were and all that kind of stuff. But back then, she took a chance on you. And it's like a woman or a man who has picked up somebody who was nothing and nobody, gave them a chance, straightened them up, fixed them up, dressed them up, made them a little something. Y'all not hearing me here. And then when they get to that place where they've been fixed up, brought up to the place where they are somebody, then they won't act a fool. And she's like, you better think. I ain't no psychiatrist. I ain't no doctor with no degree, she says. And I ain't even got to have no high IQ to see what you're trying to do to me. Think. Now, ain't no sense in not being real. Because thinking covers every area of life. Relationships, religion, righteousness. I mean, the whole entire spectrum. I think, therefore I am. But you are the sum total of what you think. And here's what's important. How you think about yourself is going to determine how other folk perceive you, receive you. You see, when you honor yourself, it don't matter how many other folk dishonor you. The reality of who you are will stand brighter and taller than all of the things that they try to put down on you and come down on you with when you stand in the righteousness of godly character and truth. God will see you through. God will make your liars, listen, your haters, your enemies, your naysayers, he will make all of them come to light and be seen and be proven wrong without you having to do anything to try and hurt them. It's how you think of yourself and carry yourself that makes a difference. You got to have the ability to know who you are and whose you are and relate that to every experience that you again have in this life by how you control the content of your thoughts. What you put in your mind is what you put out of your mind through your mouth. That's why you need to be careful not only what you read, what you see, what you say, or conversations you're a part of. You need to be careful about the people you associate with. Bad company corrupts good manners. You can't tell me, you know, I hang with them like that, but I ain't like that. Just keep hanging with them. And you're going to discover you might not curse now. If they're a group that curse and does all that, and then somebody touch you, hit you, mess with you the wrong way, and them words you never thought you'd say going to come on up out of your mouth like, I mean, just as instant without you thinking, because it is certainly being stored in your mind. And so he makes clear, I take responsibility for my thoughts. I take responsibility for my actions. I know who I am. I know whose I am. And I think responsibly, so much so that I rise above the issues and the mess that is beneath me. I think myself happy. That's the end result of what I want to have, happy feelings. Amen. When it's all over, when I'm through thinking. And that depends on what I think about. How many know you can think about things that'll make you sad? You can think about things that'll bring tears to your eyes right here and right now that happened years ago. Some of you can think about the sadder times of your life, loved ones who are gone, and you think about all of the sad things that can bring and wrench the heart. Where, but then you listen, you have control over that. You can think about those same people, about those same situations, about those same conditions, and think positively about them and rejoice over them. Yes, mama's gone, but thank God for what she left me. Thank God for what she taught me. Thank God for what she's given me. Not every Mother's Day you got to fall out when you've had a good mother on top of that. You thank God for what God has given you in the memories of whomever, loved ones, it doesn't matter. It's what you choose to think about. And so Paul made very clear that the end result of no matter what King Agrippa said, no matter what the emperor said, he was happy to know that in his thinking, he brought back to memory the wonderful things God did to him, God did through him, God did for him, and God did with him. And nobody could take that away from him. And so, my brothers and sisters, as I close this feeble message, you have the power and the authority to control your emotions, your feelings, your outcomes by your own thinking. I think myself. Stop letting other folk think for you. Stop letting other folk tell you how to think and what to think about other folk that you ain't got no relationship or dealings with. Don't let anybody else encourage you to like or dislike somebody when you don't even have a relationship with them. Don't encourage or let nobody encourage you to put down on somebody or to treat somebody wrongly when you're going to have to answer to God for yourself. Don't let anybody cause you to act other than who you truly are. Don't let anybody pull you out of your character through their thoughts and through their actions. Because when it's all said and done, people are going to look at you for what you say and what you do. And more especially, God's going to hold you responsible for the words that come out of your mouth, be they positive or negative, be they right or be they wrong, be they good or bad, uplifting or downtrodden. God's going to hold you responsible. And it begins with how you think. Study the Word of God. How many times have you been in situations and you wanted something good to say, something spiritual to say, something encouraging to say, and didn't have anything you could reach on the inside of you and pull up? Here's what you need to know. If you don't put it down, if you don't study, if you don't take it upon yourself to read and control the content of what you read, you won't be able to bring it up when time comes for you, when you desire to say something good or to say something positive or to say something profound. But the best you can do is try and hold on to what somebody else has said, as if many of you even know what they said. And if you did know, it was like you can't articulate it like that. Not that everybody's on the same level or same stage, but everybody has the choice of where they are and where they want to be. Because where you are now is not where you have to stay. If you want more, if you want to be more, if you want to do more, it's within your power to do it. But it begins with how you think, how you focus your mind, how you desire to be. I choose to be happy. Amen. Out of all I've gone through, I still have joy. I said, I still have joy. I don't care what the haters think, the naysayers think, the evildoers think. I don't care what my enemies think, my foes think. They ain't got nothing to do with what God is doing, has done, and will do in me. I think myself happy. Happy. Don't get me wrong. There are days and times when depression and oppression and that spirit tries to get on me. But I've got to think where the Lord has brought me from and what he's brought me through and where I am and where I'm going to end. God's got so much more in store. And that's what you've got to know about you. Don't look at folk and be envious of them. What they've got, God's got also. And you can have it. But if you got to do it the right way, listen, it may not come like they got it, but it's going to come when it's in its right time. And when you begin to think the way God thinks, it's going to be God's timing. And God's will be done is better than anything that you could ever try to do on your own. Because when God gives you something, it's well done. he maketh rich and addeth no sorrow.